The Belgian Prime Minister Charles Michel has said the state of alert will remain at the highest level in the Brussels area for at least another week. He said the threat of an attack like the one in Paris 10 days ago remained serious and imminent. From Brussels, here's Alex Forsyth.
It will remain the status quo in so much as schools will remain closed, the metro will remain closed, some public buildings. The advice for people still is to avoid crowded spaces. The Prime Minister was talking about trying to minimise the risk of big events by cancelling those. So still a very tense, nervous atmosphere continuing. And I think as a consequence, we can expect to see the security services still out on the streets. There's a very heavy presence here of armed forces, of police, and it is disrupting, obviously, day-to-day life.
The Belgian authorities also say they've charged a fourth suspect with terrorism-related activities, but Salah Abdeslam, who's thought to have been involved in the Paris attacks, is still at large. French police are analysing what may be a suicide belt which has been found by rubbish collectors in the southern Paris suburb of Montrouge. It's being examined to see if it could have been worn by Salah Abdeslam. From Paris, here's Hugh Schofield.
French media, quoting sources close to the investigation, say that on superficial inspection, it looks like the devices worn by the Paris attackers. If it does turn out to be a suicide belt, then it could provide an important clue to the movements of Salah Abdeslam on the night of the attacks. He was intending to blow himself up too, but decided against it. Phone traces put him late that evening close to where the belt was found.
The US military says that in a single air raid in northeastern Syria, its planes destroyed more than 280 oil tankers controlled by the Islamic State group. It's believed the tankers were hit while they were parked, waiting to be loaded. Gary O'Donoghue reports from Washington.
Estimates suggest that ISIS nets around $500 million a year from its illicit trade in oil. This week's strike between Al-Hasaka and Dar Azur by ground attack planes took the total number of trucks destroyed in the past week by the coalition to almost 400. A Pentagon spokesman said leaflets had once again been dropped, warning drivers to leave their vehicles before the bombing. And he said there'd been no reports of civilian casualties.
The United States has issued a worldwide travel alert, warning American citizens of increased terrorist threats. The official advice says current information suggests that groups such as Islamic State, Al-Qaeda and Boko Haram continue to plan attacks in multiple regions. It urges American travellers to be vigilant in public places or when using public transport and to avoid crowded places. News from the BBC. Poland's new government has said it's not prepared to take in almost 7,000 refugees allocated under the European Union's Migrant Relocation Scheme. The new Prime Minister, Beata Szydło, said the Paris attacks had highlighted the need to review the EU plan. Scientists in California have inserted malaria-blocking genes into the DNA of mosquitoes. The technique raises the hope of creating populations of the insect that are unable to transmit the deadly disease to humans. Mosquitoes are showing increasing drug resistance. Ben Lowings reports.
The researchers experimented with the DNA of a type of mosquito found in India. Dr. Anthony James and his team showed that they could give the insect new DNA code to make it a poor host for the malaria parasite. After a pair of genetically modified parent mosquitoes mated, their offspring inherited the same resistance gene. The trait was passed on to almost 100% of the offspring of treated mosquitoes.
The Israeli military has launched an airstrike on the Gaza Strip in response to a rocket attack in southern Israel. The army said it targeted a site used by Hamas militants. Earlier on Monday, Israeli security forces said Palestinians launched three stabbing attacks on Israelis at various locations. The British singer Adele is on course to break the record for America's fastest-selling album. Analysts say her latest release, 25, has sold more than 2.3 million copies in the US in 3 days. The first single on the album from the recording label XL is Hello. The current first week sales record is held by the boy band NSYNC for their 2000 album No Strings Attached. And that's the BBC News.